Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Achremot, we have 10 psukim. This aliyah continues and concludes the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that we've been hearing about since the beginning of the Parsha. In this aliyah, we also hear about how Yom Kippur is a day of fasting and atonement for all of Bnei Israel. In our aliyah, the Torah tells us about the great opportunity that Hashem gives us on Yom Kippur. The Torah says in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Lamed, Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, netaher etchem, mikol chatotechem, lifnei Hashem titaru. On this day on Yom Kippur, atonement, you'll get atonement, you'll be cleaned from all your sins, you'll become tahor before Hashem. It's all through tshuva, and the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Bet, discusses the greatness of tshuva. According to this pasuk, the great opportunity that Hashem gives us. It's really incredible. Someone sins, and Hashem built into his world, into his Torah, a system of tshuva, of being able to undo those sins. It's amazing. And one of the things that the Gemara there says is about the greatness of tshuva is in the name of Reish Lakish. Gedola tshuva shezdonot naaset lo kishgagot. Reish Lakish says that tshuva is so great, so powerful, that it turns zdonot, it turns sins that someone does bemazed on purpose, into shkagos. They're not done on purpose anymore. They were just sins committed inadvertently, negligently. It's great. It's amazing. However, the Gemara asks a question against Reish Lakish. Seems to be a contradiction, because Reish Lakish himself said somewhere else, Gedola tshuva shezdonos nasas lo kizechuyos. Reish Lakish says that tshuva transforms sins done bemazed into zechuyos, into positive actions. So which is it? Does tshuva turn our sins into shgagos, inadvertent sins, or into zechuyos, into positive actions? Reish Lakish said both. So which is it? And the Gemara says, answers, Lokashya, kan me ahava, kan me yira. The Gemara says that both are true, but it depends on what kind of tshuva is being done. Tshuva that's done mi yira, it's nice, but it's not so nice, so therefore the sins will only be turned into shgagos, inadvertent mistakes. But tshuva that's done me ahava, out of love for Hashem, that kind of tshuva turns our sins into zechuyos. That is the Gemara, but what does that mean? How does that happen? The Marsha Marenu Rav Shmuel Edels, who died in 1631, says on that Gemara the following. When a person does tshuva out of love, may ahava, their tshuva will be tshuva gemura. It will be a complete tshuva. But not only that, tshuva may ahava will lead a person to do more mitzvos, to do more ma'asim tovim. It's not necessarily the case with tshuva meyira. With tshuva meyira, a person's going to just get by. They'll do just enough to make sure they don't get punished. But tshuva me'ava leads to a changed lifestyle, new mitzvos, new energies to serve Hashem. And all of that will be the zechuyos that Reish Lakish was speaking about when someone performs tshuva me'ava. That is the Marsha. And other mefarshim offer other explanations on this Gemara. An explanation that is offered in a more Hasidic direction is offered by Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. He died in 1813. This is in the Tanya, in Likutei Amarim in Chelek Rishon, at the end of Perek Zayin. He says there that when a person sins, they create terrible forces of evil. They cause a powerful distancing from Hashem. Hayta nafsho be'eretz tziyah v'tzal mavet hi asitra achra. His soul has been distanced when a person sins in a barren wilderness, in the shadow of death, the eretz tziyah v'tzal mavet. And that is the sitra achra. Urechoka me'or p'nei Hashem b'tachlis. The person is, God forbid, infinitely removed from the light of Shechina. And then says the Balatanya that when they do tshuva out of love, may umka deliba be'ahava rabba v'chasheka v'nefesh shokeka l'dovka bo itbarach, when they do tshuva coming from the depths of the heart with great love and fervor and from a soul that's passionately desiring to cleave to Hashem, and thirsting for God, ke'eretz ayefa v'tziyah, when a person thirsts for God like a wasted, parched desert soil, when a person does tshuva like that, me'ahava, they have the ability to reach heights that they never could have reached otherwise. The love for Hashem that is generated, the closeness with Hashem that is created, the Kedusha and Tara that this kind of tshuva brings is even greater than it was before. Clearly you can't sin on purpose, or else this is not going to happen. It cannot happen. But if a person sins and then they come back to God, thirsty, so to speak, out of love, then they're a new person, a better person for it. And those sins, the very sins that brought them down, are the very vehicles that bring them back even higher than they were before. We should be zocha not to sin. But if we do sin, let's be zocha to return to God, tshuva me'ahava, and to reach heights that we haven't even been able to reach until now. Have an amazing day, everyone.